أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولكل أمة رسول فإذا جاء رسولهم قضي بينهم بالقسط وهم لا يظلمون. Ayah number 47 of Surah Yunus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِكُمْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٍ. And for every ummah, for every nation, for every people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed a rasul, a messenger who was sent to the people. فَإِذَا جَاءَ رَسُولُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the rasul, when the messenger came to them, when he came to his people and to his ummah, قُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ. It was decided, the matter, the affair was decided between them بِالْقِسْطِ, with justice. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, and they shall not be wronged or oppressed in the least. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send a rasul to the people when the people had reached a point on the brink of destruction. That was the last tactic, or that was the last measure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send. The rasul would come, that would mean that now that ummah, that people, that generation, they have reached the brink of self-destruction. And that is why you find that the very first instruction that is given to a rasul when he comes is that of warning. We spoke that a rasul had of the two responsibilities that a rasul has. One is to warn, indar, and one is ibshar, to give glad tidings and to give people the good news of Allah's mercy. But when the rasul would first come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would inform him to warn. When do you warn a person? When a person is about to fall into some calamity, or to fall into some major problem, or he's about to be destroyed. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first few ayat that were revealed to him regarding this was Andir. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum fa'andir. Stand up and start warning your people. Start warning them because they are on the brink of destruction. That's why Allah says when the Rasul would come to them, that is when now the matter was decided amongst them bil qisti, with justice, wa hum la yuzlamun, and they are never wronged. Wa yaqulun, and they would say, they would mockingly say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mata hadhal wa'du in kuntum sadiqin. When will this promise come? You speak of qiyamah, you speak of Allah's punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine commandment. When will this matter come? In kuntum sadiqin, if you are really true in the claim that you make. Qul, tell them, O Muhammad, la amliku li nafsi darra wa la naf'a. I do not control any harm or any benefit for myself. My own harm, I am not in control of it. What benefits me, that too also, I am not in control of it. How can I be in control of the day of Qiyamah and the divine punishment of Allah? Illa ma sha Allah. I only have control over that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes me to have control over. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Allah sends a rasul to every ummah has a fixed term, a fixed period of time that ummah will remain on this earth, and thereafter it will be replaced with another ummah. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when that fixed appointed time comes for them to be removed or for them to no longer exist, فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً. They shall not be delayed in the least. وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. And that term or that period of time will not be brought earlier for them. May Allah grant us the understanding.